With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is considering whether to weigh in on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a high-profile case on its agenda. President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
Correspondent Mark Sherman reporting. The White House is looking at prospects for new oil drilling in Florida and California.
Drill we must, I call it. Drill, baby, drill.
The government has not allowed drilling in federal waters in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which includes Florida, since 1995, because of the possibility of oil spills. California has some offshore oil rigs, but there has been no new leasing in federal waters since the mid-1980s. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Trump ally, wants to maintain a moratorium on offshore drilling. California Governor Gavin Newsom says expensive and riskier offshore drilling would put communities at risk and undermine economic stability. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump on Friday met the man who had proudly proclaimed himself Donald Trump's worst nightmare, but he seemed to find the opposite. The president and New York City's mayor-elect Zora Mamdani were warm and friendly, speaking repeatedly of their shared goals to help Trump's hometown. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 493 points, the Nasdaq rose 195. This is SRN News. Americans are a lot more religious than Canadians.
According to a new poll from the think tanks Cartus and the Angus Reid Institute, 58% of Americans say faith is important in their daily lives, compared to 36% of Canadians. What also stands out on that question is that 45% of Canadians strongly deny that religion has any role in their lives, versus just 26% of Americans who feel that same way. U.S. residents also a lot more likely to be spiritually committed, go to church, pray, and read the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral Thursday at the National Cathedral in Washington once again put the giant church in the spotlight. Multiple presidents have received state funerals there. Memorials have also been held there for towering figures in American history, including the first black Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and astronaut Neil Armstrong. This is SRN News. Stocks ended the day higher.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, but only after giving up much of an earlier rally. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday. It had been up nearly 2% earlier in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 493 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Comments from an influential Federal Reserve official renewed hopes that the Fed could lean towards another rate cut in December. Homebuilders rose on hopes that cheaper mortgages might bring some life to the sluggish housing market. D.R. Horton jumped almost 7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Brazil's vice president says President Trump's decision to remove additional import tariffs on some Brazilian agribusiness products marks significant progress. Trump lifted the 40% tariffs on goods like coffee, fruit, and beef. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.